That's awesome. Do you know what that means? Your clients now, the prospects that are coming to you, have a higher conversion rate. And so your sales team is wasting a lot less time on the phone just sitting around and talking to people who are never going to make a sale.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. As you know, my name's Rick Nusky. I am the luckiest man on the planet, I'd have to say, because I get to interview some amazing entrepreneurs, business owners, authors, and the likes. And on today's call, I'm on the line with Joshua Maddox. How are you, Joshua?
Doing really good.
Fantastic, fantastic. We were just talking a little bit earlier about the current environment with the fires that are going on there. It seems to me that they're slowly but surely getting under control, Josh.
Yeah, they are. Every summer, you know, we have something pop up, you know, with some sort of a natural disaster. It's just sort of the nature of living in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, but, you know,
it is what it is, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now, you head up 95visual.com. Tell us how, I guess what we'll do first is get to know you a little bit better first, and then we'll deep dive into 95visual. And some of the things we'll talk about include why your business is a pet rock and why having a marketing plan is so important. But I'd really like to explore that, why it's a pet rock. But first, let's learn a little bit about you. What do you like to do with yourself when you are not at work?
Yeah, so my wife and I have, I'm trying to think back, pretty much since the beginning of us dating, we go to Disneyland a lot.
We're,
depending on, you know, for those, if you don't know the LA area, if you hit it in traffic, it's about 2 hours. If you don't hit it in traffic, it's about an hour.
2 hours.
And so, yeah, basically, you know, Southern California is, if there's no traffic, it's whatever that time frame is. If there is traffic, it's 2 to 3 times that.
Wow.
Anyway, I can go a whole conversation on
that.
But yeah, so, you know, yeah, for me, love, just sort of getting out of the office and spending some time, you know, in, at Disneyland and just being able to, you know, just do that. A lot of stuff there that just allows for a nice day away. I have a fairly strict diet, specifically due to food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will say Disney, both the California park and the Florida park, are amazing at accommodating food allergies.
Yep.
And looking at how many thousands of people go through the park every day, you know, one small little food allergy throws a massive wrench into their, you know, line cook style.
Can imagine.
And so, but they go above and beyond to do that. So for me, being able to, you know that I'm safe and not going to have cross-contamination with food issues and all that type of stuff is great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Do they still have Space Mountain there?
Space Mountain is still there. So they just opened a brand new area at the California park. Actually, both California and Florida got it. A new Star Wars land area. And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool setup. But yeah, Space Mountain's still there, Star Tours, a lot of that stuff. So,
and I think this is a good dovetail into the conversation, Josh, because we talk about on the show for beginner entrepreneurs, existing business owners and the likes, this idea of stress because there's no real structure to setting up a business and running it. Tell us why your business is nothing more than a pet rock without a marketing plan.
Yeah. Yeah. So many business owners look at like their website and they have this thought process that if I build a website, I'm just going to have a line of customers out the door. And that analogy of build it and they will come worked about 15, 20 years ago if you had a website.
Yeah.
Because if you had a website and you were a chiropractor, you were the only chiropractor that, you know, in a 100-mile radius that had a website. Now, every chiropractor does. And if you don't have a website, you're the only one who doesn't.
Who doesn't?
And
yes.
So you know, oftentimes people think if I just have a website, that'll fix my business. And typically, you know, that website is basically just as effective as a pet rock. It's going to sit there and it's not going to do much. And so what we will work with our clients and talk about is you really want to think of, you know, doing a website as hiring a salesperson. You wouldn't hire a salesperson and then just tell them to sit in the corner. You're not going to hire a salesperson and give them the wrong information. And so for us, you know, we'll sit down with a potential client. And we're like, so what do you do? And they're like, well, just go look at my website. Or, yes, you know, go look at our competitors or go look at the industry and figure it out. And I'm like, no, that's, I understand what a contractor does. You build things, like, that's easy.
Yes, yes.
But I want to know what you do and why you are in business. And if you as a business owner don't set yourselves apart from the other 20 people in the industry in your area, then you're all on the same plane. You're all in the same playing field. You're all in the same element. And so you're not going to stand out. And so for us, we are sort of categorized as a, you know, website company, but we're not the same as, you know, a freelancer who grabs a template and sticks a logo on it. There's nothing wrong with that, but that is a great element for a business who's starting out. That is not going to help drive traffic. That's not going to bring in organic search. That's not going to help grow the business long term. It's only something that's going to be a placeholder. And so, but it's really about, you know, what do you as a business want to do? You know, where do you see yourselves, you know, 2 years, 5 years down the road? Mm-hmm. And is your website helping get there? If it's not, then no, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy a little, you know, a little tiny car if you're looking to tow, you know, a fifth wheel. That's
just
not
going to
be that. And sadly, we oftentimes see a lot of small business owners who've done that. They've bought that little tiny car, they got the fifth wheel, and they tried duct taping the two together, mm-hmm. and then they're wondering why they're having problems.
This isn't working.
yeah.
So this is a website is more than just a, I guess, a tool for explaining the function of your business. This is more like a business card that explains you as the CEO or the senior person. Is that what you're getting at with this whole approach of having to understand the people?
Yeah, it is. And so it's really, you know, so using an example here. So like, for instance, we were talking with a company who does like high-end pools. So they do like high-end luxury backyard, like mini resorts. And their customer, you know, we're based just north of Los Angeles, California, and they're in the LA area. And we were talking with them and, you know, we said, who's your clientele? They said, pretty much anyone in California.
Yeah.
And I was like, so the guy who's renting an apartment, you're going to build a luxury pool in his living room? Like, how is that going to work? And so
that puts it into perspective, though, doesn't it?
Exactly. And so after a 15-20 minute conversation with them, they started realizing, no, we don't even know who our customer is. And the sad part is they've been in business 30 years. And so if you figure this out, like, so using this example, just continuing to push this forward, mm-hmm. like, you need to probably own your home. You know, maybe it's through a mortgage or whatever, but you need to have, you know,
some
that
title
there.
Over it. Yep.
Yep. You probably are going to be married. The owner of the home probably has a decent paying job, mm-hmm. probably is not living paycheck to paycheck. Typically, it's someone who doesn't have little kids. Typically, they're in high school or college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and typically that person, you know, husband and wife, one or two of them is probably an executive level or something of that sort. Mm-hmm. And so we quickly just took the population of California and went really direct. And now that's who we can target. And so if you as a business owner, I encourage, you know, every client we talk with to literally grab a 3x5 note card. And I do this with our team a lot. We'll do, you know, we have literally stacks of 3x5 index cards around our office. And it's things like, hey, what's the goal? You know, what's the goal of this? Or what is our objective here? Or, And so, but like with, so with, you know, prospects or with even clients, like it's looking at, you know, can you write down, you know, two or three of your clients, like by name, you know, Bob Smith, whoever mm-hmm. that person is, that you would hop in a car and you would drive in traffic, you know, 2 hours, whatever. You would, you know, you would take, you know, 50% of your hourly rate for them. Like, those are the clients that you want more of. Now, how can we find them?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we do marketing stuff, you know, not sidetracking from this conversation too far, but our company, so I have a team that works for me. We've been in business 11 years. Mm-hmm. But we have a team of designers, developers, marketing, content creation, all on staff. And so one of the things that we'll get into, especially with marketing, is we say, cool, you want more customers. I can bring you more leads, but I can bring you leads who are going to look at, you know, your product and go, yeah, it's a cool product. Okay, well, that's a lead. They think it's a cool product. They're interested in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can bring you leads that go, oh my goodness, you know, this is amazing product.
Where have
you
been?
Take my credit card number.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, we're working with a client actually last week on like Tuesday. I was on a conference call with a client and talking with them. And he's like, it's really weird. He's like, our numbers sales-wise are the same. And he goes, but our phone calls are about half.
Oh, yes, of course.
And so I was like, yeah, that's awesome. I was like, you know what that means? I said, your clients now, the prospects that are coming to you, have a higher conversion rate.
Yes.
And so your sales team is wasting a lot less time on the phone just sitting around and talking to people who are never going to make a sale.
Who live in that apartment.
Yep.
I can see exactly. I can see one of the benefits here is obviously what we've just touched on in terms of, you know, you've got more time available for your resources like your sales teams. I can see that there's some financial benefits. You know, and you've also talked about really narrowing down the real customer here. That would just have so many other hidden benefits. What are some of the other successful components to knowing your customer really well?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's a handful and really we can get into that. So, you know, I would say definitely one of the things, you know, we just touched on was, you know, shorter sales cycle.
Mm-hmm.
We will literally, so we're not a entry level price point for a website. Typically when we're doing a website, we're creating 4 or 5 pages of custom written copy for a small site. We're creating custom designed site. We're creating, you know, some custom developed functionality. And so we're not at a, you know, few hundred dollar price point. We're thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And there are sometimes where clients come to us, or prospects will come to us and they go, we know what you do. We've seen what you do. We've talked to one or two people who, you know, you've done stuff for before. Just send us a contract.
Fantastic.
And it's like, that's an entirely different sales cycle than I'm used to. Normally it's, I hop on a phone call, I have an introduction call. I have, you know, so I may spend 4 or 5 hours with a prospect before I even send them a proposal or a contract. Where if I can get it to the point where all of our, you know, our potential customers or prospects are coming to us with the, we know you guys are amazing, just send us a contract.
Yes.
You know, I've eliminated all that time. And so the other thing is, you know, if you have that prospect who's coming to you who keeps saying, well, I don't know if it's worth it. They don't see the value in it, mm-hmm. which means if they don't see the value in it, as soon as you do something that they might not be sure about, they're gone.
They're out of there. Yeah.
And they're out of there. They're going to leave. And so there are times with, you know, some of our clients, we have one client in particular that literally anytime we have a new offering or something we want to test, there's a client that I know I can pick up the phone and call and say, hey, this is sort of the, you know, the product or service that we're, you know, we're looking to expand into. And this is sort of what we want to try. Your thoughts, your feedback. And half the time, they will literally just flat out ask me, they'll be like, do you think this is a good service for us? And I'm like, yeah, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think this would benefit you in X, Y, and Z. And they said, okay, send us an invoice.
Yep.
And because they trust us and they know we're delivering on that. And so if you're at a price point that is, well, I could find someone else to do that for the X dollars per hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or are you providing the knowledge? We had a client who we do some like Facebook ad targeting and marketing for this client. And they said, well, how many hours are you really spending on this? And I was like, well, this is how many hours we're spending. And this is what we're billing you per hour and stuff. And I said, you could actually do exactly what we're doing cheaper in-house.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind. I said, however, know that we're part of networking groups and masterminds
mm-hmm.
and all these resources that we're learning. And so we've gone through sessions where we were doing like 2-hour calls every week, mastermind sessions.
Yeah.
We've gone through courses. So it's like we've got, you know, 100 hours of training behind the decisions that we're making, where you can make the same decisions,
but not we know. Just
exactly. Yeah,
that's absolutely true.
Oh, and yeah. So I think, you know, I think with a lot of this, you know, it's really about just showcasing the value. You get customers who really end up trusting you a lot more. And if they're, you know, we'll get customers who come to us or, you know, potential prospects. And if we have a proposal, our proposals are pretty much non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send a proposal over. And typically while I'm putting the proposal together, I'll see something that I looked over and I'll be like, yeah, we'll add that thing in, no cost, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll get an email back and say, well, can you do anything on the price? And I'm like, hey, I can, but just a heads up, typically when I review it again to see if I missed anything, the price goes up by 10 to 20%.
Yes.
And, you know, and so this process of really understanding who your clients are really helps get rid of the people who want to nickel and dime and find where to shave off an hour here, 5 minutes there, or any of that type of stuff. And it really helps.
I value everything that you're sharing with the audience, because they really like this sort of content. Josh, thank you very much. I wonder, do you ever say no to people that come to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a what we call our initial meeting packet.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually a 7-page application before we send a proposal.
Wow.
And the reason we do this is twofold. We will get requests. Now, I will say we send this out to about 90% of the prospects.
Mm-hmm.
We do some work with like higher education and some stuff and some clients that we've been doing work with for a while. And so there are some cases that I don't necessarily utilize this process, but mm-hmm. I would say it's about 90%. And those edge cases are typically, you know, ones that through a 5 or 10 minute conversation, I have already vetted or know that they're going to be a good process or a good client.
You talk about, can I just jump in? You talk about this idea of customizing websites for individual people, and that's fantastic. Is there a minimum set of pages that you will always have? Could you share a little bit about what's typically involved in your service in terms of pages, et cetera?
Yeah. So normally, you know, it depends really on the type of website, you know, whether we're, you know, a lot of what we do is either business to business or like business service type stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, a carpet cleaning company or, you know, life insurance is another one and some of that type of stuff. We also do like business to business stuff.
Yep.
So typically on a normal website, you always have a homepage.
Mm-hmm.
We always recommend having some sort of an about page. Typically, that's going to include history of the company, some of that type of stuff. Normally, some sort of a team section on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a team that's less than like 3 or 4 people, or if you're in the space where you have a like remote team, or we see this a lot with like contractors, there's like a general contractor who it's just him and one other person, but he subs out all of the work. And if he put all of his subcontractors on there or pulled all of his subcontractors into one project, he'd have a team of 100 people.
Yeah.
So what we'll tell clients to do for that is don't call it team, call it leadership.
Yeah.
And so it's the leadership of the company. There may be additional people and support that comes in on projects, but that's basically your leadership element. So we just talked about homepage, about page.
Mm-hmm.
That team can be a section on the about page. If you have a very large team, you know, I would say
the leadership page.
Yeah. Yep. So if it's a small page or small team, you know, five or less, maybe call it leadership. If it's, you know, 20 people or more, have a dedicated team page with all of that information.
That makes sense for sure.
You definitely want some sort of a services or you know, offering whatever your capabilities, services, products are, and having those broken down in a logical method, something along the lines of like a category or industry based or something. If you're a service based business, especially like for us as a web design, showing some sort of a portfolio of work, you know, or client testimonials is always a great one.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously some sort of a contact page is really a good, you know,
mix.
Sort of round everything out.
Yeah.
And then always have some sort of a call to action. So many companies miss this. And at the bottom of a service page, you know, they read this long service page about, you know, that you guys, you know, you make blue widgets and you're experienced in this, blah, 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 blah. And they get to the bottom and it's just a little footer that just says copyright XYZ company, and that's it. A
wasted opportunity, isn't it?
And so for them to contact you, they have to scroll all the way back to the top,
yep.
Find the contact page. Now, let's take a step back here, because over 50% of internet traffic is mobile. So if that person's on their mobile device, that menu may be one of those little hamburger menus that
yep.
floats off
yep.
in the top right-hand corner.
Yep.
So on mobile, they got to scroll all the way back up to the top. They got to click that little button again. They got to wait for it to open. They got to find the contact page. They got to go. Like, this is a 3-4-step process that's going to take them 20 seconds just to get to your contact page. So at the bottom of, you know, any type of service or offering page, put some sort of a call to action. You know, have it be specific to that. So like on our site, if you go to our web design, you know, page, at the bottom of that, it talks about web design as the
yep.
call to action. If you go to, you know, the branding, the call to action is about branding, and it's specific to that, and it links back to the contact page, but it has some sort of a messaging that's specific to the content you just read. And just tying it all in, if you don't give a user something to do at the end of the page, and, you know, and some sort of a funnel or direction to flow into,
mm-hmm.
they'll make their own path. You know,
it might not be the one you want them to take.
Exactly.
I wonder, you talked about, you know, providing some written copy, and given that we live in a day and age of video, what is the optimal balance between written copy and video content, do you think?
Yeah, so this is where it gets really weird. So although video, you know, most people nowadays would prefer to click play on a video
mm-hmm.
and watch a 30 second to a minute video or longer than read 1,000 words. However, you know, one of the things I will bring up, not getting too deep into this, but is also website accessibility. If, you know, let's say for instance, a few weeks ago, I was away at a conference, and so between my hotel and my the conference center, I had to ride a subway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on the subway, and if I'm on the subway and there's a lot of background noise, and you're not allowed to, like, you know, have blaring music on the subway, but
yeah.
if I'm trying to watch a video, I can't watch that video unless it has closed captioning. And so now your video that's on your website that explains your business and what you do is totally pointless because I can't hear it while I'm on the subway.
Yeah.
I close out of that tab. I get off the subway.
You forget.
I forget about you and I'm gone.
Lost
and
opportunity.
So it is. And so having, you know, if you have a video, that's great. But have that content that's in that video digestible in some form as text as well. And so if it's the business owner, let's say there's, you know, if it's a chiropractor and, you know, the chiropractor's walking through his office and talking about that he started in X year and blah, 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 and sort of showing, you know, some of the different rooms or whatever, have that exact same text outlining, hey, you know, this is how long we've been in business. We have these XYZ services. Yep. Have that text like to the right of the video and just there. And so that way, if someone, you know, is in a situation where they can't listen to that audio on the video, they've got some text to read. And it's super easy. The other thing I'll say with that is upload your videos to YouTube and just embed them that way, because YouTube will auto caption, you know, those videos for you. It may not be 100% accurate, but it's better than nothing. And YouTube is also the second largest search engine in the world, so that does help.
just as best as a byproduct. I wonder, many businesses, I suspect, Josh, use their business as a their website as a business card. What I guess proportion of businesses should actually be creating content for their websites on an ongoing basis?
Yeah. So if you are a, we've got a client who builds roads. Like they build roads for like the state of California and counties and stuff. Like they build massive roads that are miles and miles long. And so I'm not going to call them up and be like, hi, I need a new driveway. Unless my driveway is like, you know, 5 miles long. I'm not a customer.
Yeah.
So for them, what they need is a really awesome website that showcases their portfolio and the capabilities of their work. Do they need to add a blog and add new content every month? No. But should they add, you know, one or two new projects as they finish them a year? Yeah, probably. And so they're probably going to add maybe one or two pages a year, if that.
Yeah.
However, so and remembering what we talked about earlier was who's your ideal client. Their ideal client isn't going to go Google searching their industry. If they do a Google search, they're going to search the company's name, which they rank number one for anyway. And so having a ton of content for that purpose, for ranking purposes, isn't a big factor to them. Now come around to us. We want to show up for industry terms. We want to show up for someone who's looking for, you know, a website development company or whatever. And so we want to show up in Google. And so the platform that we use specifically is called Drupal. And we had some content on our website talking about it. Our CTO wrote a 2,000-word post about some of the upcoming stuff in the next 2 years for Drupal and all this stuff, this huge long content, and popped up on our website. We now get about 3 times the amount of traffic than we did about 90 days ago for anything related to that keyword coming to our website. So it helps. If you rely on search traffic or you rely on that for, you know, for your day-to-day business, then I would say it's definitely worth it. You know, we'll have business owners who come to us and say, yeah, but 90% of my business right now isn't through my website, so why do I care? And my argument is, okay, have you ever actually spent time and done content on your website? If you never have, and your website has been sitting on the shelf as a pet rock,
yep,
and you're now just getting ready to do something with it, it's been sitting there for 10 years on a shelf, and you've never done, you haven't actually had a website. You've had what you just said. You've had a digital business card.
Yes.
And so that's what you had. Are you ready for, you know, a real website? And if you're ready for a real website and real content and to actually see that, you know, see that change, you know, let's do something. And so that's really where, you know, I think it's totally relevant and valuable for businesses to have content. But I will say, don't just throw random content to throw random content at your website. Like if you're a chiropractor, don't start blogging about how you spent the weekend at the beach with your dog. unless it relates back to your practice.
To your business. Yeah.
And so, because what happens is if 90% of your website content is totally off topic for your business, then Google's not going to understand what you do. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a chiropractor and have 5 pages, but now you have 20 pages about, you know, you're blogging about going walks on your with your dog and all this information, Google's going to quickly think that you're a pet store.
Because if you're Google, you want to look at Google as a person, don't you? As your ideal customer, and you want to talk to Google, the person, as your ideal customer, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so if you don't provide that information and you don't provide, you know, that data and you don't have content on it, you know, we've seen companies who are like, I don't understand why I'm not ranking for this content.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, cool, where is that on your website? And they're like, I don't have that on my website. It's like, you're not going to rank for it.
Of course.
And so, you know, write a service page about it. And so, you know, we'll have clients ask us, how often should we blog? And so I typically say one more time than you're currently doing. And if that's once a year, then blog twice a year. If it's, you know, once a month, blog twice a month. If it's once a week, blog twice a week.
Yep.
But the biggest thing is routine. And so for us, we struggled with that. And this is what we help our clients with. But we struggled with that for forever. And so we're finally now to the point where we actually have written content that we are, you know, we're actually writing content for June of next year right now.
Oh, wow. That far forward.
And so, And so, but we were in the point of like, oh, we'll just start writing content. And we started writing content and then we're like, oh, we have 20 blog posts ready. We'll just post 2 a week. And it was like, and then all of a sudden that, you know, that backlog of it got depleted. And then we're like, oh crud, now we have like one blog post for next week and we have this big giant project that's going to take us 2 months to finish
in the meantime. Yeah.
And now we don't have time. And then we're like trying to tread water to get another blog post to, it was just a mess. And so it's, you know, being okay with writing content and not posting it immediately. That sort of regular content released to Google helps with search engine optimization.
Mm.
You know, and really does help. So
there seems to be a very, very deep focus on systems. There's a lot to be understood. There's a lot of hidden tricks and tips that people wouldn't know off the street. And this is about saving time and money so that you can focus on doing what you're good at, which is running your business. Now, Joshua, where do people go if they want to work with you?
Yeah. So our website is 95visual.com. That's the number 9, the number 5, visual.com. The other thing that I will note is we have a page on our website, which was actually very recently set up, part of me starting to get on podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a page on our website, 95visual.com/plan. And that is 4 internal resources that we haven't really ever released before.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about that sort of client application. That is not for public release. If you want to be a client of ours, you know, shoot us an email and we'll have no problem, you know, saying that over. But the 4 PDF docs that we have released via that landing page are 10 easy steps to help you build a website.
Mm-hmm.
Our ideal client workbook, it actually goes through and helps you develop who your ideal client is. We have a PDF that was partly created because of me. It is a how to write your bio. Business owners and CEOs are absolutely terrible at writing bios, myself included. Our current website, when it launched, we did a brand refresh and some stuff about 2 years ago. And when our current website launched, I will say that my bio was a placeholder because I hadn't finished it. Everybody else on our team did.
No.
Hey, and so literally our senior content strategist, like, so Katie literally created this doc, was like, hey, you're not going to write your bio. And it's like a Mad Lib style fill in the blank type thing. And she's like, cool, you're not going to write it. Then just fill in this Word doc.
Makes sense.
And then we, you know, a few weeks later had a client who was like, hey, I'm really struggling at writing my bio. And I was like, hey, send them that doc that you made me. Let's see if it works.
Here's a resource.
And yep, exactly. And then the final one, the fourth one is actually a content planner. And so it goes through, you know, what type of information to have on those pages. Yeah. And that about page and that type of stuff. And really, you know, what's the key focus of your about page? What's the key focus of that page? And then as you're writing that content, you think through, you know, okay, the key objective of this page is X. And then you write the content and you're like, okay, did that content help achieve that key objective? If it did, then keep the content. But if there's a paragraph on there that you go, you know, talking about some other random thing,
out it goes.
Then out it goes. Exactly. Yep. And so it really helps that focus.
Well, look, there's some clearly some great resources on this website. And as is the case, I will make sure that the 95visual.com URL is available no matter where you find this post. Make sure you go see Joshua and his team. Joshua, thank you so very much for spending some time with me on the My Future Business show today.
Awesome. Yeah, it was great being on.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.